Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, you'll be well aware that the British luxury vehicle company Jaguar has become the latest brand to spark a heated debate with its rebranding campaign. Now, the iconic car maker unveiling a new logo and a vibrant, diversity-focused advertisement that has drawn both praise and fierce criticism. With accusations of being woke, comparisons to past branding controversies, and a sharp remark from public figures like Elon Musk, Jaguar's transformation has ignited a global conversation. Well, I want to have that conversation in a little bit more detail tonight. And with me to discuss this branding evolution and the challenges of modern corporate identity, a regular guest on our program, the chairman of Brand Finance Africa, Jeremy Sampson, who is a leading expert in brand strategy. Jeremy, good evening to you and welcome. The rebranding has been described as bold and imaginative by the company, but criticized as alienating by some consumers. So maybe the opening question here is, what key difficulties do brands face when attempting a transformation like this, given that its sales are completely flat?
Hello, Jeremy. Good to be with you and your listeners. Yes, welcome to the digital age, because everyone has a voice. Everyone can talk, whether they have any competency, whether they have any knowledge, whether they're tweeting from a mental home or whatever, everyone has a voice. Apparently, I was first aware of this Jag rebrand, if I can call it that, round about Wednesday morning. And apparently between Wednesday morning and Friday evening, there were over 160 million hits on the site to see what was going on. Now, as a brander or as a marketer, as a communicator, the first thing you have to create is awareness. And boy, have they created an awareness of the brand. But the other thing, of course, you have to know is, what do you want to do with a brand that's 90 years old, perhaps lost its way a little bit, has an aging bunch of consumers? You want to revitalize. You want to refresh. But you've got to keep it relevant today. And these are all the standard challenges you have with any brand to keep it up there in lights. But boy, what they've done has opened up a whole Pandora's box, hasn't it? You know, the managing director, who's quoted in the Financial Times of the weekend, said he's quite shocked at the outpouring of vile hatred and intolerance. Now, that's pretty strong language.
So if you're putting your argument on a scale, Jeremy, in other words, balancing modern trends and dealing with a new market, but also maintaining a heritage, which way should that scale be tipping?
Look, I have dealt with a managing director of alcoholic beverages who turned to me one day and says, I've got lots of old brands, lots of heritage brands. They do not make me money. They're not relevant today. So why are we still producing them? Look, you have to stay relevant, and that's a global brand. Now, people mustn't forget that Tata, the Indian group, owns Jaguar and Land Rover. Land Rover outsells, I think, Jag is 6-1 at the moment. So they had to do something fairly dramatic with the case of Jag, and they've done it very dramatically. You know me, I always like to stand back and say, right, we've had the bizarre hailstorm. Let's sit back, let's watch, let's see. The other thing, of course, is to remember that the whole automotive industry is in disarray at the moment. The e-revolution is actually causing chaos around the world. It's even bringing the German economy, once the powerhouse of Europe, into difficult, very difficult times. Volkswagen, BMW, Daimler Chrysler, all these great names, they're all struggling to come to terms with it. So Jag is not alone in this, but you've got to keep your name up in lights. Look, I speak as a former Jag owner. As you would know, I had a decade of owning it. And for Elon Musk to say, why aren't they advertising cars, is a bit unnuanced, because we all know that luxury cars are about an experience. They're not getting from A to B. But this is where Jag is withdrawing from the market, apparently, for the next year. And then they'll start bringing out their new Jags as e-cars. You can't get petrol, you can't get diesel anymore. And I'm sure they're looking for a new audience. But again, as you and I know, you've got to try and maintain the DNA of that brand and keep it authentic. And that's the challenge. And I think this is where they might have stepped over the red line.
So when you have celebrity, and I shudder to call Elon Musk a celebrity, but let's go with it, or influencer criticism, such as we've seen, is that going to have a real impact, do you think, on brand image and strategy? Or is it just simply noise on the sidelines?
I think it's a bit of both. But, you know, if at the end of the day you really fancy driving a Jag, you'll still get into that Jag. And I have to say, looking at the prototype, if it's correct, because I believe it's under deep wraps at the moment, a lot of people will say, well, I want to drive a Porsche, I want to drive an Aston Martin, yes, and I want to drive a Jag. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding when you actually see it out there. And again, you know, with any brand, we have bragging rights. Now, if you put a certain bottle on the table, people say, wow, you're doing well. Driving a certain car says something about you. Now, at the moment, everyone's talking about Jag, and most of it is in a fairly negative form, I have to say. But as the dust settles, I think we should revisit this perhaps in, say, 6 months' time.
And that's exactly the point, Jeremy. There's that old formula in advertising, isn't there? The 95-5 rule, which says any campaign that drops is 95% of the people who see it are not going to be moved at all. But you're talking to the 5% of people who might in the future make some sort of decision based on that campaign. And possibly this is a long telescope ahead as far as Jaguar is concerned. So maybe it's a good thing.
I think maybe it is a good thing, but I've often said to you before when we've discussed things, when they're hot off the press, people get very emotional, very passionate. After all, critics are paid to, guess what, criticize. A lot of ad people, creatives, can get pretty hot under the collar very, very quickly. Let it die down a bit. Let's have a look at the proof in the pudding. But I think Jag, I hope, remains as a strong global brand that people aspire to. I have to say that in the 10 years I had one, I so enjoyed it. My wife so enjoyed it. The family so enjoyed it. And lots of people said, can I come and have a ride with you? It's an experience. And hopefully the Jag brand will continue in that vein.
And an experience enhanced by that wonderful piece of metallic iconography called the Growler, which is the badge at the top of the bonnet. Jeremy Sampson, Chairman of Brand Finance Africa, always appreciate your views. Thank you very much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.